This recording of a channeling session is intended for your personal use only and is protected by copyright. Please do not duplicate it for any commercial means, and please do not post it to any website. Feel free to post a link back to it on www.josiah.com. Thank you.
In the house. Well, I won't again live the last 2 weeks. Take a breath of gratitude to each of you for offering us this opportunity to interact with you on your vibrational level, and we would like to remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in what we refer to as the silent communication or a telepathic interaction and exchange of information with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And once again, you will find it quite easy to alter your consciousness should you choose to do so and be involved in that telepathic interaction. And once again, as well, many times the information that you receive or that you participate in the exchange of during that telepathic interaction is much more pertinent to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through the rather limited use of vocabulary. But once again, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, this reality that you experience once again in your awakened consciousness state is an illusionary reality that is really a minute part of the creation process that you are involved in as this multidimensional personality that you are. You choose to limit your capacity to understand all of the interactions that you're involved in, all of the contracts, if you wish, the agreements that you put in place to allow you to be involved in various scenarios and circumstances and experiences in your awakened consciousness state in this illusionary reality that gives you that opportunity to experience the range of emotions and feelings that are possible for you to have when you don't believe that you are in complete control of the creation process of your reality. And as we have suggested many times, when you're involved in those particular interactions and experiences, the emotions and feelings that individuals experience can be quite varied, even though the experience itself, the event that you're all involved in the creation of and the experience of, can be similar. The emotions and feelings, the reactions to that particular experience can be and quite frequently are varied tremendously amongst the participants and those that are experiencing that interaction or that event based upon the beliefs and the belief systems that you hold. You in your altered state of consciousness interact with all of the entities that are involved in the creation of that experience, and yet in your awakened consciousness state you have this belief and belief systems that you are somehow separate from the other entities, that many times the experience perhaps may have absolutely nothing to do with what it is that you believe in or that you desire to experience, a circumstance or a happening that appears to be not only entirely beyond your control, but completely circumstantial and something that you just happened to stumble upon. You never just happened to stumble upon. the creative reality, the experiences you have are validations of the beliefs and belief systems that you hold at some level of your consciousness. You're involved in the participation of and creation of this illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. It's never an accident, even though it appears to be, once again, because if it appears to be beyond your control, then it is indeed much more real. And as a result of that experience being seemingly much more real, then the emotions and feelings, once again, are associated with it. Varied as they may be from individuals that are involved in that reaction, that the experience of that particular activity, are very intense, much more intense than if, for example, you understood that you were one of the co-creators of the reality that you are experiencing, and you were responsible for the entire event, that you were co-creating with all of the entities involved in a particular activity or experience. And so at various levels of your consciousness, you are interacting what you might refer to in a method of being telepathically with other entities that you are involved in experiencing realities in this incarnational period. There are a couple of various activities that you're involved in that you may find more difficult to accept, to grasp an understanding of. And that is that at that level of your consciousness, as we had suggested earlier, you are involved in a creation process where you are interacting with the multitude of entities that you are creating and experiencing various incarnational periods in. Not only the multidimensional personality that you are, but all of the other entities that you are interacting with, and not only in this incarnational period, but in other incarnational periods as well. And in those other incarnational periods, many times you're interacting with the same entities that you are experiencing particular activities within this incarnational period. As we suggested, personal belief systems can influence your experiences in other incarnational periods that you agree to participate in. This is not a something that's happening as a result of simply a choice that you make in this vibrational level that overrules all of your other vibrational levels. It's an interaction at the subconscious level that you agree to participate in all of the multidimensional personalities, if you wish, that you are. And so these other levels of your consciousness, you interact not only with the multidimensional personality that you are, but with all of the other multidimensional personalities that are experiencing similar incarnational periods at similar times. It becomes much more intricate and interspersed and complicated than what it's possible for you to comprehend in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You are a multidimensional personality interacting with other multidimensional personalities in a multitude of incarnational periods simultaneously, if you wish, in the now. And interactions that you all agree to participate in where various belief systems that you are experiencing in other incarnational periods are as a result of your choice being and having an effect on particular activities that you're experiencing in this incarnational period, with many times multidimensional personalities that are interacting in conjunction with these activities in all of the various incarnational periods. You are a multidimensional personality that is interacting with other multidimensional personalities at levels of your consciousness that you refer to as your subconsciousness, that is much more complicated than what you experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. It actually is much more real than these experiences that you have in your awakened consciousness state, in this illusionary reality that you are experiencing. So that interaction occurs. You, in your awakened consciousness state, have the capacity to telepathically, if you wish, interact with all of the entities that you're involved with in this so-called illusionary reality in your incarnational period. This particular type of activity is something that's available to each of you, but you choose to limit the capacity to have that understanding and that ability. You choose to put in place, once again, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to interact at a conscious level through the use of what you refer to as a telepathic interaction, an understanding of another's feelings and emotions, another's thought process. You choose to limit that capacity because it makes it more real. Because it makes it seem more like it's beyond your control. Because you don't understand in that awakened consciousness state that you have agreed to participate at some level of your consciousness. So you block it out. You put in place, once again, that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Now, we're suggesting that in your awakened consciousness state, that it's possible for you to have that interaction with other entities that you're involved in a particular incarnational period. We're also suggesting that you are never separate from each other. So you are as well at some level of your consciousness interacting with other entities that you were involved in other incarnational periods, and indeed that you are or have been involved with in this incarnational period. You are interacting with entities that you feel have ended this incarnational period, that have died, for example, and have what you refer to as passed over. At some level of your consciousness, you are interacting with those particular entities. And should you choose to believe, and should you pay attention to particular emotions and feelings that you experience in your awakened consciousness state, each of you has the capacity to interact and to have a understanding, perhaps, of that interaction, to participate in and to experience the connection that you have with those entities, even though they may not exist in what you refer to as this incarnational period, in this illusionary reality that you experience in your awakened consciousness state. Once again, this is the most illusionary reality that you will experience, and it is the most difficult for you to sustain your existence within. In your altered states of consciousness, you interact with all that is. You have that capacity to interact with other entities that do not exist in this incarnational period, should you choose to believe so. We, for example, assure you that we are an entity, if such as the act of you, that are separate from our friend Elias, We are not his consciousness. We are a separate entity. And yet we interact with and share with the attributes. And so it is possible for you as well to interact and to share with other entities that exist, not only in your vibrational level, but in other vibrational levels, should you choose to do so. We're not suggesting that it's any area of the connection for you to attain, but not impossible. It's not easy because you believe and put in place the limitations, the electromagnetic type of energy that allows you to understand who and what you truly are and allows you to experience that type of connection in an awakened consciousness state. Difficult to achieve, but not impossible. Certainly not impossible for you to experience the thoughts and feelings of those that surround you. You choose to put in place the veil. You choose to limit the capacity to understand. But the opportunity exists for each of you. You are constantly, at some level of your consciousness, interacting, sharing, understanding what each and every reality that you're experiencing is. A validation of your beliefs and belief system. From this level of creation that we refer to as unconditional love, you are all that is. You are all connected. You exist in each and every atom that exists in this illusionary reality that you experience. At some level of your consciousness, you interact, for lack of a better term, constantly. It becomes difficult, if not impossible, to give an explanation. Because all of your explanations and the utilization of your vocabulary are based upon your human consciousness belief systems, which are illusionary. Once again, we would suggest that if you have difficulty in comprehending, go it inside. Go it inside to seek the answers. Go it inside to get a glimpse of this concept of who and what you truly are. Go inside to get the understandings and the feelings and the emotions that are involved in a reality that is existing within the now. Go inside to experience other portions of your multidimensional personality that are existing and experiencing other incarnational periods. All of those opportunities that exist for each of you. You have but to believe. You have but to alter your consciousness while maintaining your awareness to have the opportunity to have those experiences. You are all that is. And you create your reality. You cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is an illusion. All the rest is within your capacity to understand and to change. Absolutely. Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Understanding what you have related to us would it not lessen the intensity of the feelings and emotions that we are seeking in this incarnational vibration level? Are we finished with certain vibrational feelings that we no longer wish to actually have as intense as they were before when we do that?
We've suggested that when you go inside, you get the opportunity to glimpse and to experience the feelings and emotions that are available to you through an understanding of who and what you truly are. It does not necessarily lessen the experience, and many times can enhance your experience in your awakened consciousness state. To perhaps get an understanding of that particular statement, you can look at entities who claim to have experienced what you like to refer to as a near-death experience. People who have simply altered their consciousness to a state where they get a glimpse of the understanding of who and what they truly are. And many times when they return back into your so-called awakened consciousness state, they simply understand that their existence, for example, is immortality. It is not something where they feel that they are somehow destined to some type of a predetermined existence in this void, but rather get a glimpse of the understanding of the limitless possibilities that exist for each of you. And as a result of that understanding, their existence within your so-called human consciousness state in a particular incarnation period many times is enhanced. Many times their focus on what they believe is important is altered considerably. Many times the experiences actually are much more intense. The feelings and emotions are much more intense than they were when they lacked that understanding. And yet when you would ask them to give an explanation, many times the explanation is based upon beliefs or belief systems that they hold. And many times they will suggest to you that the explanation falls well short of the experience. And so to get a glimpse of that understanding does not necessarily limit or in any way lessen the intensity of the emotions and feelings, but many times can enhance it. Many times can give one a different outlook on what it is that you're experiencing. Many times give one the understanding of the limitlessness of your spark of consciousness or the entity that you are. And so, once again, not necessarily lessening the experience, but actually enhancing it, giving you the opportunity to intensify particularly what you might refer to as the positive emotions, and as well to grasp an understanding of what you might refer to as the negative emotions. And each of them become much clearer, much more focused, and indeed much more intensified. Does that answer your question?
Yes, it does help. It helps immensely. Well, if we continue to experience what we would call a negative emotion, is it because we do not understand the love that we are to have for ourselves, to our value, to creation, to each other?
It's important to understand that a negative or positive emotion is an awakened human consciousness concept. It does not exist, once again, at the level from which you create the reality. It's a negative or positive concept many times based upon one's personal belief systems about the reality that you're experiencing. And to come back to your first question, many times when you get a glimpse of the understanding of who and what you truly are, your perception of what's negative and positive can have a drastic change, or at least have a drastic impact upon the intensity or the negative feelings as opposed to the positive feelings that are involved in surrounding a particular activity that one is experiencing. One can, for example, be involved in a situation that appears like an absolutely devastating reality. and through some type of an understanding of who and what they truly are, come back and look at that same type of experience, that same reality, and take away from it some very positive reinforcement and strengthening of their character that makes their awakened consciousness state much more enjoyable, much more fulfilling, even though the event itself can seem to be very negative, far from desirable, and one that one would look upon and suggest, there is no way in hell that I wanted to experience that reality. And yet, you can take away from that, particularly when you grasp that understanding of who and what you truly are, a strengthening of your character, and indeed a much more enriched feeling and enjoyment of this reality that you're creating and experiencing. You exist in this reality to enjoy the emotions and feelings, to enjoy the intensity of those emotions and feelings. And once again, understanding and getting a glimpse of who and what you truly are can change your entire perspective, your entire outlook on a particular reality that you are experiencing. And not necessarily turn from one that you wish you didn't have to experience, but one that you accept that it's your creation. You understand the reality that you're experiencing. And you will, once again, become an entity with a much stronger character and understanding of self-love, of who and what you truly are. Does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you.
Well, now, it has once again been a very enjoyable interaction, and we express once again our gratitude for your offering of this opportunity. It's important to understand that the information that we express to you is simply information that you request or that you have a desire to experience and to hear. To even begin to believe that we somehow have access to knowledge that is not available to each of you is preposterous. You have but to go with inside. You have but to grasp an understanding of who and what you truly are. The answers to all of your questions are within inside each of you. And many times they will be much more precise to your individual needs and desires than is this information that we attempt to express through this rather limited use of a vocabulary. Go with inside. Know who and what you truly are. You are all that is. You create your reality, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. We would encourage you to get a grasp on those three realities, the three things that you cannot change, and to get an understanding that this reality is an illusionary reality, that you are the God you search for, that you create your reality to validate the beliefs you hold, and you cannot fail to come to that understanding. All the rest is illusionary. All the rest is within your capacity to change. Now, until the next time you offer us this opportunity, we would remind you that we are not separated by time or space, but rather by a vibrational level that you can choose to interact with us. You have but to express the intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with the acts of you. And so until the next time, we would bid you farewell with love and mutual peace.